Welcome to another edition of Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. I'm Bob Pappas. We'll look back at the Giants' loss to the Washington Redskins on Monday night. Joining me this week, former Giants punter, great Jeff Fiegels. Jeff, a frustrating loss for the New York Giants on Monday night. And really, the signs and the tones were set early. The Giants' opening drive of the game, they got a nice drive going offensively. And then Sean Locklear gets called for a penalty. A false start penalty, which messed up the sequencing of that entire drive.
Yeah, you know, you want to start the game off like they did and get a nice momentum, good balanced offense. We saw Bear Pascoe getting the ball, a lot of different guys making catches, running the football, get down there, and unfortunately have to end up with the field goal.
Yeah, it's first and 15 at the 28-yard line. The Giants are not able to move the sticks. So Lawrence Tynes kicks a 39-yard field goal, and the Giants are in front by a score of 3-0. Redskins get the ball back, and right away, Robert Griffin III, big pass to Pierre Garçon for 25 yards, kind of gets the momentum going for the Redskins offensively.
It is, and, you know, that's a time when the Giant defense needs to step up, get a stop there, get the ball back to the offense, and then they can go and do their thing like they normally do, and get a little bit of flow of the game.
Alfred Morris rips off a run of 19 yards, and he rips off another run of 8 yards, and the Giants are on their heels, and the Redskins take the lead on a bizarre play.
Second and 2. Robert Griffin III is going to keep it. He's going to run it, darts to the 20, and then gets dragged down.
Fumbled
the football. It went into the hands of Morgan, who runs it in for the touchdown.
He's trying to hold. We have quarterback. Hold, Jed. If you don't... Don't close aggressively. We have quarterbacks. Just stay out. Just don't close so fast.
Gotcha.
Okay? We'll be all right. Yeah. Just got to keep it cool. Keep up composure. We knocked the ball out and it kicked up right in our hands and ran in.
Really an unfortunate play for the Giants, Jeff. I mean, Stevie Brown does everything right. He forces a fumble, and the ball never touches the ground. It just happened that Joshua Morgan was standing right there. As a player, how do you reconcile that in your mind?
Well, you almost got to think to yourself, oh, my God, is it going to be one of these days where things go right for the Washington Redskins? And, you know, that play right there signified that, yeah, it was going right for them. You know, you hear about Robert Griffin talking about that play in practice, that they really didn't run that play. It happened to be that I even think that maybe might have been a pitch option there. And unfortunately for the Giants, it worked out to a touchdown.
Well, the Giants get the ball now down 7-3. They start at their own 24-yard line, and they convert a 3rd-and-1. Bradshaw for 3 yards. They convert another 3rd down, a 3rd and 2, direct snap to Bradshaw, and the first quarter ends, Giants facing a 3rd and 1, Ahmad Bradshaw with a 3-yard run to the Washington 30. So the Giants are driving the ball at the end of the first quarter, trailing 7-3. When we come back, we'll tell you about the second quarter after this here on MSG.
Leadership's just doing what you're supposed to do. Doing the things that are going to make yourself better, your teammates better, and having that rub off on your teammates.
Touchdown, Giants!
Just being here first, working hard, and proving to the other guys that that's the best way to have success.
Manning back to throw.
He's got Cruz! Touchdown, Giants!
Big Blue, it's who we are.
Watch Big Blue on the MSG Network.
Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the second quarter, and the Giants trailing the Redskins 7-3. The Giants are on a nice drive, but on the very first play of the second quarter, Jeff, Eli Manning gets called for intentional grounding on an incomplete pass. Looked like Reuben Randall ran a go. Eli was expecting an out. They throw the flag.
They throw the flag, and yes, he did run the wrong route there, and the fact is that, you know, Bob, this is when the penalties are starting to start in this game, and we see at the end of the game that really did end up costing him. That play right there, that 10 yards, could have made a big difference in the Lawrence Tynes field goal.
Sure, because it's 2nd and 20, you lose the down. Bradshaw, short catch for 9, and then Cruz, a short catch for 6. Tynes misses a 43-yarder, so the Giants waste an opportunity. Redskins go on a drive. They get 1 first down. They're forced to punt. Now the Giants go on this long-winded drive from their own 15-yard line. Hakeem Nicks has a false start in there, but the Giants convert the third and 10 on a 30-yard pass play to Victor Cruz. Then you get a delay of game penalty on Eli Manning. You get a Sean Locklear offensive holding. I mean, this drive amounted to about 105 yards for the Giants.
Yeah, you know, and you never want to have, the penalty set you back. But fortunately, they did get a pass interference call down there to extend the drive. And that was a very nice drive for the Giants. And, you know, they needed a long drive like to get back into the game.
And, Jeff, in this drive, one of the big plays on a second and 20, Martellus Bennett had a 24-yard catch, which got the Giants into position, a first and 10 at the 14-yard line. The Giants would wind up having a first and goal at the 4 after Bradshaw just makes the first down line with a one-yard run. This sets up our New York Presbyterian Hospital amazing play of the game.
Takes the snap, back to throw. Over the middle, touchdown Giants, Martellus Bennett. Marty B with his fourth touchdown catch of the season, and the Giants are in front with 2:32 to go in the half.
Hey, coach. He thought he tried to pass me off.
It was supposed to be the slide. But, you know, that
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Slide, and the wheel didn't come over. The
yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
That's why you're so wide open. Yeah. The body caught it.
13 plays, 85 yards, 7:23 off the clock, and Jeff, Martellus Bennett in this game is making his presence felt at this point.
Absolutely. You know, he's having a great game to this point. That nice drive, he runs a great route to get into the end zone to score. Giants score inside the red zone, something that we thought they would maybe do coming out of the Packers game more often.
All right, the Redskins get the ball back with 2:27 to go on the half, and they drive it quickly downfield, but the Giant defense holds. As Robert Griffin III tries to scramble, the Giants got good pressure on him with Kiwanuka and Jason Pierre-Paul. He has to throw it away, so Forbath kicks a 33-yard field goal, and the Redskins have tied the game at 10. Now, the Giants start first and 10 at their own 35-yard line. And, Jeff, this is Eli Manning time. You know, this is where he's in his comfort zone.
It is. You know, you put him in the 2-minute drill, he does well in that. Obviously, the goal at this situation in the game is to go down there and try to get a score, at least a field goal, and they did that.
Yeah, Bradshaw, a 13-yard run. Randall, a 13-yard catch. And then the big play on a 3rd and 10. Manning hits Martellus Bennett, middle of the field, 28 yards. Giants still had one more timeout so they could use the middle of the field. And this is a situation that you will know because you play with him. Lawrence Tynes relishes these kind of moments.
Well, he's been in a lot of them, that's for sure. And no better time than Monday Night Football, primetime, division game. Got to hit that field goal and go into the locker room with the lead.
Tynes drills it from 40 yards out. Giants up 13-10 at the half. And they're to get the football to start the third. We'll tell you about the third quarter when we return here on Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. Giants get the ball to start the third. They're up 13-10. And, Jeff, they had the ball for 20 minutes and 22 seconds in the first half. Here's where they could really grab control of this football game. But Jim Cordell gets called for a penalty on the kickoff, so the Giants have to start at their own 9-yard line.
Yeah, and any time that you're going to make a team go 91 yards to score, it makes it tough. And again, back on the penalties, Bob, these types of penalties, they cost you games, and especially on special teams.
Giants do get two first downs on this drive, but the drive stalls at the Giants' 40-yard line. So the Giants punt the football away, still up by three. Redskins start at their own 18-yard line, and they start moving the ball pretty effectively. Morris has a 12-yard run. Robert Griffin III throws a pass to Joshua Morgan for 8 yards. Morris with a 1-yard run. And here's a big play in the game. It's 3rd and 1 at the Redskins' 39-yard line. And the Skins keep the ball in the hands of their best playmaker.
Handoff. Nope, Robert Griffin III keeps it, and he's on the run at midfield. Breaks to the outside, and there he goes. Runs out of a tackle, and then finally dragged down from behind at the 16 by Stevie Brown.
It's always going to be frustrating to play a quarterback like him. That, you know, even when you're playing your best ball, he can outrun you to the edge and prolong plays. And, you know, there's some plays in there we should have had sacks that he outran us. There's some plays in there we should have tackled him that he outran us. But, you know, I think as we continue to play him and get more adjusted to, you know, what he likes to do, I think we'll play better. But, again, it's going to be – if he stays healthy, he's going to be a havoc on defenses for a long time.
Jeff, were the Giants fooled or were they just out-executed on the Robert Griffin III run?
I got to believe they were fooled because, you know, you think about this pistol offense that the Redskins run. The Giants trying to run that during practice, they're not as good as the team they're playing on Sunday running against it. So it becomes very difficult for them to get the game speed that they have to kind of to simulate during the week. And then to go against an offense like that, I think they're a little bit fooled on that.
Heck of a play by Stevie Brown to save the touchdown because Absolutely. Normally Robert Griffin III takes that to the house. So now they have it first and 10 at the Giants 15. And here's where the Giants defense makes their big play of the game.
Handoff Morris tries to turn the corner and does. Gets knocked down by Blackburn. Fumble. Fumble the football. It's loose on the ground. Who has it?
Giants
the ball's
it.
Inbound.
The
Rocky
Giants
Bernard saying it. The Giants have it.
Giants have
Giants
the ball.
Have the football. That's all that matters. So Chase Blackburn forces the fumble. Keith Rivers recovers it.
Jeff, talk a little bit about Chase Blackburn. He had gone out of the game earlier. Ankles heavily taped. He's not moving the same way. But he seems to make plays every game.
Every game. He's such a smart football player, which a lot of times that'll get you a long ways in the National Football League even if you're not as talented. That seems to be the case with Chase. But I tell you, he's around the football, comes across, forces the fumble, and Rivers recovers it. A huge, huge play in the game at that point in juncture because the Giants are up 13-10. The Redskins are driving there to take the lead.
All right, so the Giants start at the 9-yard line, and on the second play of this drive, you know, the big plays have been few and far between recently, but they get Victor Cruz loose for a big 49-yard pass play.
Yeah, and you know, you saw it earlier in the first half that the pass to Hakeem Nicks and then that just was almost caught. Then the other one to Victor Cruz earlier in the game. They're trying to go deep. They finally get a chance with Victor Cruz on a huge play.
Bradshaw has a 7-yard run. Nicks has a 16-yard catch. It's first and 10 at the 17-yard line, and then the Giants got bogged down. Incomplete pass. Looked like some confusion on the route with Nicks. Bradshaw gets a yard, then an incomplete pass to Cruz, and again, the Giants settle for a field goal in the red zone.
Something that has been the Achilles heel for the Giants all season, and, you know, we thought we had to fix the Giants did last week against the Packers. They just have got to be able to turn some of those field goals into touchdowns going forward to the rest of the season, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, this felt a lot like the Eagles game earlier in the year where they move the ball, but they're not able to get touchdowns. Time sits from 35, so the Giant lead is 16-10. Redskins get the ball back at their own 14, and they start moving. The final play of the third quarter is a Robert Griffin III pass to Joshua Morgan from 9 yards to the Giants 41. We'll tell you about the fourth quarter when we return after this timeout here on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. Giants lead the Redskins 16-10 as we start the fourth quarter. The Redskins on the Giants' 41-yard line just move the ball downfield. In fact, on this entire drive, the Redskins never once had to convert a third down. They have it first and goal at the Giants' 8 with just over 11 minutes to go in the game when they have an opportunity to retake the lead.
Takes the snap. Keeps it. He's going to roll right, throw right, end zone, touchdown, Garcon. And Washington's an extra point away from taking the lead.
I don't know if he showed us anything different. He showed us on drive that he, you know, led the punts. I think, you know, if I remember it correctly, he made some great throws to, you know, get them in position. And, you know, the touchdown throws was a play where we, you know, played pretty good. He just, you know, he was able to get outside the pocket and make a good strike to the wide receiver.
Yeah, and it was perfect, but when I scraped the fullback, cut my leg. It was good. And found the way now. Found the way right now.
Pierre Garçon lines up left, runs across the entire field. Are the Giants in a zone in that situation?
They are, and Justin Tuck just completely gets fooled again. On the fullback comes through, he tackles the fullback. Garcon comes back over there. They score the touchdown, the go-ahead touchdown. Now you talk about the Giants wanting to finish, to get it in the fourth quarter with a lead. They've got to finish the game, stop them there, and at least give them a field goal.
All right, so the Redskins now lead at 17-16, kicking off to the Giants. And David Wilson rips off a 49-yard kickoff return. So he's got the ball up to midfield, but Jim Cordell, another hold.
Another hold and penalties, especially in critical positions in a ball game. You know, there's penalties that happen in games, but when they happen in critical points of the ball game, especially in the fourth quarter, when now you're down and you want to get a drive established, you get a holding penalty like that, and it was a holding penalty. It was a big one. Brings them back inside the 10-yard line.
So rather than starting at midfield with 11 minutes to go in the game down by 1 point, the Giants start at their own 8. They go 3 and out. Redskins drive the ball. They get 1 first down. They punt the ball away. So the Giants, with 6:06 to go in the game, have the ball at their own 20-yard line. This is Eli Manning time. Bradshaw for 5 yards. Bradshaw for 3, but a penalty against the Redskins. Now the ball's out to the 43-yard line. Incomplete pass to Randall. One along the sideline that Akeem Nicks did not get his feet down. Maybe he could have. It's a high throw. But here's the biggest play in the game. It's 3rd and 10 at the Giants 43, and Manning hits Martellus Bennett on an 11-yard pass play, but it comes back because of a hold against Will Beatty.
Again, we beat a dead horse with penalties, but critical points in the ball game. You cannot have a penalty like that. It's a drive killer. Giants end up having to punt the football.
Yeah, because you just felt like they were in a rhythm. Now, they get the running into the punter penalty. So it was 4th and 16. Tom Coughlin decides to decline the penalty so that you save time, not re-kick it.
Sure.
But knowing the way the Redskins had moved the ball, question for you, 4th and 11 with 4 minutes to go in the game, would you go for it with Eli?
At that point in time, they still had 2 timeouts left. I think if you have 3, maybe. But with those 2 timeouts, the one that they killed on the one play where Eli had to call a timeout because there was complete confusion, you look back at that timeout, they could have used that at the end of the game. I mean, honestly, I think you kick the ball there and go play defense.
All right, so with 3:51 to go, the Redskins take over 1st and 10 at their own 27-yard line. They face a 2nd and 8 at the 41 with 2:19 to go, and this was the backbreaker.
2nd and 8 from the 41. RG3 is going to keep it. He's going to throw it, and he's going to complete it over the middle of the Giant 40 to Garcon. And with the Giants only having 1 timeout, that just sealed it for Washington.
We knew what they was going to do, you know, and like I said, they execute their plays more better than us, and it pays off in the long run. You know, they don't want to go home with the win, and we're going home with the loss, and you know, all we can do is look for it and put this behind us and move on to the next game.
Tell you what, that's a gutsy call by Mike Shanahan, putting the ball in the air with Pierre Garçon, because if that ball is incomplete, it's 3rd and 8. The clock stops before the 2-minute warning. The Giants don't have to use the timeout. Probably caught the Giants by surprise a little bit.
I believe so. You got to think from the defensive side of the football, you're thinking they're going to run the football there. And they completely caught him off guard. They complete the pass to Garcon, which, by the way, 7 attempts, 7 catches. Big, big gutsy call, and it played out, and it played through.
And that took it down to the 2-minute warning. The Giants only had 1 timeout remaining. And then Morris has a big 6-yard run on 3rd down. Redskins take a knee, and they defeat the Giants 17-16. After the game, reaction from the Big Blue.
It is what it is, and you know, we can't be down about it. You got to come in, learn from it, and we still, you know, still got a great opportunity ahead of us. And you know, we got some tough teams to face, but you know, that's going to make it exciting. And these next 4 games are going to be big games, and we got to you know, we got to play better football and find a way to win games.
It's a win for them, a loss for us. We got to move on to the next one. You know, we can't dwell on this loss. You know, even though it was a division game, and you know, we just got to play much harder.
We had an opportunity here today, but now there's 1 team with 7 and 2 teams with 6 wins. So there's 4 games to go.
We still feel confident where we are. We're still 1-game lead, and like I said, we have a lot of confidence being in this situation because we've been here before. I mean, that's not to say that everything's going to work out in our favor like it did last year. But, you know, like I said, we got confidence in the fact that, you know, we've done this before. And we don't see any reason why we won't be able to bounce back from this. I mean, that's what we've done all year. We've kind of, you know, when we lose a game or lose a 2, we bounce back. So next week will be another opportunity for us to do so, back in our place.
Jeff, the Giants last year, you know, were on the brink, and then they made that run. The last 2 games of the regular season. They refer to that. But as a staff and as an organization, you got to be a little frustrated with the fact that this year they had a chance to write a different script. And they had a chance to basically knock the Redskins out on Monday night, and they didn't do that. How disappointing is it that the Giants seem to lapse back into some of these past habits?
Well, you think about it, it's happened twice this year that they've had a chance to distinguish themselves within the division, and now they keep putting themselves against the wall. And, you know, it comes a point in time where you got to be careful if you're going to start relying on what you did last year to be able to get into the playoffs again, because it's getting tight here. And you get a Redskins football team playing like they did last night with RG3, one game out of first place. It's going to be a very, very tight race to the end of the season.
You know, you think about all the games that they pulled out last year, but, you know, the Eagle game, they didn't pull it out. There was the pass interference on Barton. Kick came up short. Pittsburgh, they didn't pull it out late. And then in the game on Monday night, you know, that magic wasn't there because of penalties. So, you know, the Giants got to get back on the beam on Sunday against New Orleans.
And a tough opponent. You know, that team's not going to lay down just because of their record. They're a good football team. You know, fortunately for the Giant defense, they don't have a great running game, but they're going to have to defend the pass against Drew Brees. And, you know, don't look ahead, but they got a tough schedule coming up. And listen, one game at a time for this Giant team. Be focused, come back, work on some of the things that they did wrong this week and correct it.
Jeff, great having you here on the show.
Thank you, Bob.
For Jeff Fiegels and our entire crew, I'm Bob Poppa. We'll see you again next week right here on MSG for another edition of Giants Rewind presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital.